We got a lot of stories and wisdom from you out there over the past few days regarding the struggle to define and achieve justice.
Justice, to me, is independent of wealth, independent of who you know and connections. Justice is dependent only on the facts. Of course, this isn't reality, but that's what justice is to me.
Justice is the moral, responsible, and effective use of power.
Justice, to me, is when things are in balance, when we don't disturb the balance, the delicate balance that's in nature and in the world.
Jim and Daisy there from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and our old friend Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen from Brooklyn. We asked you to put on your philosopher king hats, and you did. Bert?
I believe that justice is the cornerstone of democracy, where individuals are protected from harm and are protected from the tyranny of the majority.
Justice, to me, is as flawed as the people carrying it out.
Justice, to me, is keeping people safe. I feel like the only reason anybody should be locked up in prison is to keep the public safe. Retribution and revenge does not make any sense to me.
And these emotional political issues that muck up the pure search for justice that Leo in Salem, Massachusetts is talking about, or the flaws Alan from Chandler, Oklahoma is talking about, or the tyranny of the majority Bert is speaking of there, these are the grand trade-offs and compromises in the search for justice that puzzled Plato and Cicero, puzzled the Jeffersons and the Adamses in writing the U.S. Constitution, and that we grapple with today. From New York City, there is no just justice system in America, says a listener. Wealthy, rich corporations always win. Wealthy people have access to better lawyers, therefore better chances. Or Mike from Oregon, I believe justice starts with access to your rights and the system of legal information that most people are financially locked out of. That's why I've been working with Legal Shield for 16 years.
If you want to see where justice is ignored, you should try family court. This is a system so broken, it's beyond fixing, and probably shouldn't be involved in family life.
Justice, to me, is an illusion, like the carrot at the end of the stick that keeps making us move forward.
I was somebody that was wrongly in prison and was released. And my definition of justice is society's incomplete, imperfect method of maintaining control.
And we got this from New York City. I'm afraid I'm a little cynical about justice these days, and it seems like justice is something that poor people have to just pray for, and it's a miracle if they get it. That cynicism was something we spoke about in the program on Friday. The gauge of the health of a democracy is whether people believe government tries for justice and fairness, and by this measure, the U.S. is failing, says those listeners, or hasn't yet succeeded, according to Dan in Michigan.
Justice is a dream yet realized. I mean, there's politics involved in justice. As long as there's politics involved in justice, there's an agenda.
Thanks for all of your responses. A number of you responded to the conversation with Robin Steinberg of the Bronx Defenders, who every day sees unbelievable pressure for defendants to plead guilty to something. And here from Royal Oak, Michigan, the triumph of fear, money, and punishment over sense, compassion, and responsibility. Faced with unfounded allegations, I had to choose to fight, pay, or plea. And from Detroit, I was falsely accused of a crime, very traumatic. The natural law of justice overrides all man-made law and rights every single act of injustice. This is my testimony to the world, writes this listener. Stand in your faith in the power of the universe, love everyone, and forgive. So, universal justice, real justice, no justice, pipe dreams, gritty reality. Keep your stories coming at 877-8MY-TAKE and at thetakeaway.org.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.